Shalom, this is Shira Sherbo coming to you from Sfat, Israel. Exciting times. We're getting ready to celebrate the festival of the giving of the Torah this week. It is a celebration of the day that humans became like angels or even higher than the angels. So it's a pretty cool day. How did this happen? How did human beings rate that we would be higher than the angels? Well, we all know that angels carry out God's will, but they are not given what we are given. We have temptations to deal with. We have an evil inclination that we have to control on a daily basis. And so angels, they just stand there ready to serve God. Whatever He commands, they do. But on this day, on the giving of the Torah, there was a group of people that stood there on Mount Sinai and actually said, "We will do and we will hear." And there's something very important about that they said, "We will do," before they said, "We will hear," because they were saying, "We're just going to do it. We want to do your will, just like the angels do. We want to do whatever you tell us to do without question." So they're not saying, like, first we want to hear it, we want to think about it, we might ask questions, we'll consider it. No, by saying we will do and we will hear, this was so pleasing to God that He said that they had divined the secret of the angels. It says here that the angels always stand at the service of their Maker, even before they hear His command. In Psalms it says, "His angels, the strong warriors who do His bidding to hear the voice of His word." But here we were, just mere human beings standing there. And so that is how we became higher than the angels. God created the angels, He created the animals, and He created human beings. And the angels take care of spiritual matters. The animals are earthly beings. But humans are physical beings with a soul. So we're the only ones, the only of God's creatures that can do what He really needs done on this earth, which is to make this earth a home for God. So this is a great day that we're celebrating. There was finally a group of people that were standing there saying, "We want to do your will. Your will be done. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So you're the king, we will do, and we will hear." And so this was a great day. And so one of the things that we do on this day is we read the story of Ruth. And it's just a short story, but it is an amazing story. And it has everything to do with this holiday, because there are two characters in this story that epitomize these words, "We will do and we will hear." And so the book of Ruth is a story of a family, but the main characters in the family keep changing. Just like in our family, over time it seems like our family keeps transforming, and certain people die and certain people marry into the family, and our family just keeps evolving and changing. And so this is kind of symbolic in that this story, it starts out with one family, and then the main characters keep changing as the story goes. And so it starts out with a husband and a wife and their two sons. And there's a famine and they leave Israel, and the two sons marry. And so now there's a husband and a wife and two sons and two daughter-in-laws. The husband and the two sons all die, and so that leaves the mother with her two daughter-in-laws. And it's so she decides that she's going to go back to Israel now. The famine is over. She's going back to Israel a little bit embarrassed, maybe, because she left at the time that they were very wealthy and there was a famine going on in Israel. And so, you know, now they were in a position to help people, and instead they left. So now her husband has died, her sons have died, and she's coming back. And she's really just full of sorrow, but she wants to go back to her homeland. She tells her two daughter-in-laws, "Just stay here. They were princesses. They had everything you could ever want in the land that they were. She couldn't really promise them anything if they came with her. But one of her daughter-in-laws, Ruth, it says that Ruth clung to her, and that Ruth was able to understand who her mother-in-law was, that Ruth wanted a relationship with God, and Naomi was her link. Naomi was like her bridge, and she clung to Naomi. Like, she understood. She saw what Naomi was saying, and it penetrated her heart, and she wasn't about to let go of Naomi, because that was her lifeline to God. And she saw that. And so her famous words are, "Do not urge me to leave you, to turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people are my people, and your God is my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." So Naomi saw that Ruth was very sincere in wanting to go with her, and so the two of them left. And then it goes on to say that what happens once they get there, there is a man named Boaz, and I was reading just today about this man Boaz. It says that his name means that he was a man whose life was an expression of "we will do and we will hear." And so here these two people get together. Ruth is the epitome of "we will do and we will hear." And Boaz is the epitome of "we will do and we will hear." And when these two people come together, their great-grandson is King David. And God, the sages say that God wanted, he had a thirst for these praises that this man, King David, the greatest singer and songwriter of all time, he was brought into the world by the union of these two people, Ruth and Boaz. And so Ruth was a Moabite, and her great-great-great-grandfather was Lot. And this is an interesting fact, that Lot, he left Abraham. He should have clung to Abraham the way that Ruth clung to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And instead, Lot went after physical pleasures. And so here we are generations later. He has this great-great-great-great-granddaughter named Ruth, who is a princess, and she has every physical pleasure that she wants. And she gives it all up to cling to Naomi and to go with her to Israel and to be very, very poor and to just find herself just working to sustain her mother-in-law and her. And so people see her kindness and her dedication. And so she converts to Judaism, and she marries this Jewish man, Boaz, and they are a beautiful couple that are able to bring someone like King David into existence. And he writes all of these beautiful psalms and expressions of praise for God. And through his line, we are going to receive the Messiah. So this is an amazing thing that happened to the world when these two people, who were the physical embodiment of the words "we will do and we will hear," because what good is it to have a Torah that is just lofty in the heavens? And the whole idea is to take the words, like God is saying, "I'll give you my Torah, I will give you my instructions, and now it's up to you," because we're partners with him in creation. So his part is to give the instructions, the blueprint, the outline, and then it's up to human beings to flesh it out and to say, and to take this Torah and to put it into our everyday life, like to put it into our business dealings, to put it into our family life, our celebration of happy events. Like, we're going to celebrate a festival, and it's not just going to be totally spiritual. We're going to do, we always, on all of our celebrations, we have physical fun things that we do, and also spiritual. We understand the spiritual side of the festival, but it takes both. And In the same way, it takes both a man and a woman. Like here, this Ruth and Boaz were needed to bring King David into the world. Men have certain strengths. They are in charge of what goes on in the outside. They're the ones that are good for fighting in the army, for bringing in money. The woman, here's how I heard it put, the man provides the seed, the woman grows the child. The woman takes what's given to her and then develops it. The man makes a paycheck, the woman creates a home. The man might bring in a bag of groceries, the woman creates this beautiful meal. So we see how the two working together get the job done. It took like the inner kindness of Ruth. Women are about relationships and kindness and compassion. And then this man, Boaz, he was a very upstanding, righteous man who submitted himself to God. And it says that he epitomized, I will do and I will hear. And so it's also interesting that the other sister-in-law, Orpah, she also had great potential. Like Ruth reached her fullest potential. It says like in the end, you know, we're all going to stand before God and he's going to show us a picture. We're going to see a picture of this great person and we might say, well, who is that? And we're going to find out that is the us that we could have been had we really applied ourselves and to living the way that God wanted us to do and letting his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so Ruth actually could not have done any more than what she did. From as lowest of the low that she came from, and she left that all behind, and she clung to Naomi, and she married Boaz, and King David was her descendant. Like she reached her full potential. Her sister-in-law, Orpah, on the other hand, was the antithesis of Ruth. When she left to go, she left and she became the grandmother of giants. And one of those giants was Goliath. So what Ruth did in the physical, Orpah did, she in the physical. So that's a pretty scary thought, that the minute that we turn and we're not going towards God's will, here Orpah was, and what happened was that she created Israel's enemies. Instead of creating a King David that wrote the Psalms, she created Goliath. Okay, so to sum up our job here, the job of Israel is, God has preserved Israel. I mean, it's obvious, it's a miracle that anyone who is paying attention to history and everything that has happened over the centuries, you can see that it's a miracle that Israel is still here. And why are they still here? Because the nations are supposed to notice that God obviously is doing something with Israel. What is he doing? He is showing himself through these people that stood on Mount Sinai and said, we will do and we will hear. And they got the Torah. And they're integrating it. And he said, show the world how to make the world a home for God. It's not all about, oh, we're going to die and go to heaven. We are supposed to be bringing heaven down to earth, doing on earth as it is in heaven, taking his heavenly plan and integrating it and fleshing it out and making this world a home for him. So that is the great thing that we are celebrating this week, the festival of the giving of the Torah, the giving of God's instructions to man on this earth, and man's accepting it and elevating the world and becoming angelic. All right, pretty cool. So if you are in the neighborhood, come see us. If you're planning a trip to Israel, please come see us. We are in the center of Sfat, Torah for the Nations Education Center. We would love to talk to you, hear your story. Look us up on the web, Torah for the Nations. All right. that now you're up to date on what's going on here in the land for today. All right. Lahitra'ot. Bye for now.